USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
News outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building.
A news producer from MSNBC followed the jury van last night after deliberations to either intimidate the jury pool or photograph jurors, something true journalists would not do. MSNBC has denied any wrongdoing. The House of Representatives tried to push the partisan social spending bill, or Build Back Better, to a vote after midnight Friday morning. Republican from California Kevin McCarthy took to the floor and kept talking until the House adjourned for the night.
You're charging more than $5 trillion in this bill. More than 2,000 pages. Enough! You're empowering China to be even stronger.
The CBO says it will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the federal deficit and will cost Americans big money. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. Attention veterans, if you are 65 or over and considering Medicare Advantage, you will need to select your plan before the December 7th annual enrollment period deadline. Ed Sandrick of Humana shares helpful information.
To help select the plan that meets your individual health needs, be sure to make a list of questions and turn to reliable sources such as informational websites and meetings with licensed health insurance agents who can help you understand plan options and maximize your Medicare benefits. This is especially important for veterans since there are Medicare plans that can provide the coverage you need and round out the benefits you may already have through the VA, like the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan, which is available to all eligible individuals but was designed with veterans in mind.
To learn more about Humana plans, which are recommended by USAA, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SMP, PPO, PPO-SMP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
The investigation of the Astroworld concert tragedy, resulting in many deaths from a crowd surge, may have had more people in attendance than was allowed to be in there.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday, almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As many as 300 vessels from China's maritime militia are now patrolling the waters in the South China Sea. Beijing continues to claim ownership of the disputed waters. Militia tactics have escalated since 2019 when a Chinese vessel collided with a wooden Filipino ship, sinking it. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As COVID-19 lockdowns ruin the lives of millions of Americans, one fact is coming to light. The lockdowns did not work, and people continued to get sick and die where lockdowns were forced by government officials. Dr. Scott Atlas was a former White House Coronavirus Task Force member. He tells Fox News the lockdowns failed.
The problem here is that we have people running the pandemic response that are really not the right people. I saw this with my own eyes. The difference between me and the people like Drs. Birx and Fauci, where Drs. Birx and Fauci were bureaucrats. They're in 40 years of a government position. I was a health policy scholar for 15-plus years and 25 years of medicine experience, clinical and research. Their approach is very different. My approach was bringing in scientific papers from all over the world, keeping current on the data, bringing in experts from the entire country in infectious disease, epidemiology, and speaking with these people. Mine was about more information and critical thinking about the information. And unfortunately for the American people, Dr. Birx was in charge of the task force medical side, and the Birx-Fauci lockdowns were transmitted as advice the entire year of 2020, before, during, and after I was there. The governors heard her written advice, every governor. She visited dozens of states giving the lockdown advice, and those lockdowns were implemented. And the problem is those lockdowns failed to stop the dying, they failed to stop the spread of the infection, and they destroyed millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.